Broadcasting live from the beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's OAUG Radio at Collaborate 15, the technology and applications forum for the Oracle community. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back to Collaborate 2015, live from the Mandalay Bay Resort Casino. Ryan McPherson here with me today. Ryan, what a great conference so far.
I tell you what, there's so many creative and passionate people here on the showroom floor out here, and we're getting some of them sit down and talk with us here today, like our next guest.
Absolutely, and everyone's here focused on the bell of the ball, which is Oracle. So our next guest is actually from Oracle. He's the Senior Development Director of E-Business Suite Development, Mr. Mohanad Obaidat. How you doing, Mohanad?
Hi, how are you doing?
I didn't butcher that, did I?
No, that was great, actually.
All right, great.
And without any training, you know, that
well,
was excellent.
Thank you, very much.
And you read the Arabic part. Right?
I did. That was the only way I could read it. So, Mohanad, tell me a little bit about your role here with Oracle and what you're doing with the with EBS.
Right. So, I've been with Oracle for about 15 years, actually a little bit over 15 years, and I've been doing e-business suite enterprise software since I've joined Oracle back in 2000. So,
okay.
I'm right now part of the e-business suite team at a central layer, basically.
Yeah, and e-business suite's a pretty big deal at Oracle, right? I mean, that's kind of like one of the bigger platforms, right?
Exactly. It's a huge platform. It's been around for a really long time,
yeah.
even more than the 15 years I've been with it. It's great. We have a ton of customers, and we want to keep our customers happy and, you know, using the product in a productive fashion.
So how do you guys manage that part of it? So your job is really to be, you know, always expanding and always making sure it's more detailed, making sure it's always getting better, right?
Right.
How do you know if something doesn't work, you need to change it? I mean, how much customer interaction do you guys get?
Right, a ton of customer interaction, and I'm lucky to be where I am right now at Oracle, part of the development environment, but at the same time, I have a lot of customer-facing activities, and I'm really happy to be in this spot because we get to listen to the customers.
Sure.
We know their pain points. We know where they want to be next. We know how to enable them to stay competitive in the marketplace, whatever business they're in.
Sure.
So that's how we keep. And this is a great place to come and meet a ton of customers all at once in a span of like 4 or 5 days and get that feedback face to face.
Sure. And I know one of the things you guys are really focusing on now is your EBS extensions for Endeca.
Right, right.
So speak to that a little bit, what customers can look forward to with that kind of stuff.
Right. So this is a platform for information discovery within the enterprise. Information discovery is a relatively new concept. Endeca is a company that Oracle acquired back in 2011, and we saw a lot of synergy between the concept of information discovery and enterprise systems. And what we've done is we've integrated that concept within eBusiness Suite, made it look like an organic extension or organic growth of the capabilities of the product, and it allows you as a customer to do above and beyond what you can do with any enterprise system based on a typical relational database.
So I'm a customer, and maybe I'm using eBusiness Suite, maybe an older version, and I'm looking at upgrading, and I'm looking at this, I'm going, is this really for me? What kind of businesses really would benefit from this Endeca extension?
Right. That's a great question. I mean, this is meant for the masses. This is meant for your foot soldiers in the organization. So the people that are process owners, that are people that are doing the day-to-day work with every department. So I would be an order management department responsible for making sure that the orders are shipping on time. I could be a manufacturing plant manager, making sure that all the operations are on time, great quality, and all of that good stuff. Could be in financials, making sure that my payments are going out of time, I'm receiving my payments on time. Any one of those people that interact with the systems across different product families and modules will benefit from this new capability and make your user way more productive, allow them to get to the information in a completely different fashion than the classical interface of an enterprise system.
So this is really helping me manage my data and kind of look at it from different ways and see where my changes need to happen, kind of? Is that kind of what you're doing?
Exactly. So I come in every morning and I need to know where should I be spending my morning hours, or maybe
sure.
where should I focus my activities for this particular business day. This will guide me. It will show me a big picture view of where my system is. And then it will allow me very quickly to zero in on a particular area within that system and then immediately take action and resolve whatever issues I have, delays in shipments, invoices not going out of in time, a resource that left my project and needs to be replaced immediately with somebody else. It allows all of that to happen.
So this is really drastically increasing the efficiency of your workforce.
Right. Productivity increases a lot. The use of your resources, whether they are human resources, technical assets, facilities, what have you, you are increasing the ability to take full advantage of all your resources across the enterprise.
Now, one of the things, if people who are listening at home, I know you can't see Mohanad's face, but he's like, he lights up when he talks about this. It's really cool to see, especially from a larger company, someone who's so passionate about what they're doing. Tell me about what gets you so fired up about what you're doing, what gets you so motivated.
Right. No, thank you. And I get that, you know, from people. They say, well, we can see you have passion about the technology and what you're doing. So, I mean, partly the fact that we are improving the customer experience with the product. So we are on the development side. And, you know, when you think of developers, you think of people, you know, sitting between four walls in a cube and just typing at that keyboard,
right.
You know, converting coffee into code, right? Right. But basically, really, what drives us is the ability to make your system, your usage of that system a pleasant experience, more productive, easier. You go in and you're not wasting your time doing things to get to what you need to do. You're immediately able to get to what you need to do. And really that drives the energy across the board. When we put out a new release, it's driven by all of that feedback. We try to make everybody happy for every release, whether you are selling the product, you're using it, you're responsible for the administration or maintenance, deployment, you're using it on a mobile device. We try to make everybody happy with every release that we make. And it's all really a labor of love because we see that feedback from the customers.
No, that's super cool. I know you mentioned earlier, Mohanad, that you like the feedback from the customers, right? So how important are these application user groups to you guys and having that two-way communication facilitated? How important is that?
It's super important. I mean, partly because they come and tell us, can you add this? Can you add that? We need to do this better. We have a pain point here. And the other part of it is actually us attending the customer presentations, the partner presentations, where they say, I solved this pain point on eBusiness Suite or some of the Oracle products that we have with this particular process, with this particular capability, and we help them do that better. We get those ideas and take them back internally and see how we can productize on some of those great ideas that customers are sharing with us in a conference like this.
Yeah, that's really cool that I know it's not just you guys at Oracle that are doing it. It's pretty much everybody. We have the opportunity to speak with a lot of people from Oracle that are really making that pivot and hearing customer conversations and actually listening to the customer, which is really cool. So as a consumer, it makes you go, huh, maybe I should really pay attention to what these guys are doing, right?
Exactly.
So, Mohanad, we're here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. You got any plans for the rest of the day? I know you're gonna keep doing the Collaborate 2015 things. Are any speakers you're going to be attending? Any you got to have any speaking that you're going to be doing?
Right. So we have special interest group today. We have a session tomorrow, and we'll be here today and tomorrow at the demo ground, demoing the product, showing people basically live what it looks like.
You gonna go out and see any shows or walk the strip or?
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. Looking forward to the party also on Wednesday.
Sure. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Should be fun.
Well, appreciate you coming on, man.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right, I'm Michael Lauer here for Ryan McPherson. We will see you in a little bit here at Collaborate 2015.